Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. We're holding down the fort here on the sports side of things. Want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, spending time with your family and friends, and just be safe on the road if you're traveling. Got a lot of people riding around and moving about, so be careful. And from all of us here, including Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, along with Charlie and I, we wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Charlie, it's our Pick 6 segment, and so we're going to do it now and get it cranked up, and we got a three-way tie for the number one spot.
Yeah, how about that, Mike? We're all the way into, I don't know how long we've been doing Pick 6 now. Probably this is week 17 of doing it, maybe 18? Yep. But we're all tied. I mean, the three of us, me, you, and Bobby. I'll get to the records in just a second. Just recapping last week, Oklahoma let me, you, Steve all down. Bobby picked Alabama, so he picked up a game on us there. But then Texas A&M let me, Bobby, and Steve down. Mike, you picked Miami. You were the only one to take the Hurricanes. That worked out for you. Steve and I got Ole Miss correct. Mike and Bobby got Tulane incorrect. And then, oh my goodness, I had texted you about this. The Oregon heroic collapse in the second half, the backdoor cover by James Madison. Bobby was the only one that took JMU plus 21, plus the points. They score on like a fourth and goal at the one at the very end of the game to backdoor cover it. Steve, Mike, myself, we all pick up a loss there. So I'm sitting here with like a 1-3 record. I'm not feeling good about the college football playoff. To be fair, I hated all the lines entering the weekend. I made that known. I did not like any of these plays. But then we got to the NFL and things started to pick up. Thursday night football was awesome. I mean, the Seahawks and the Rams game was probably, I think of the Bills-Ravens game back from week one, but outside of those two games, I don't think there's been a better game played this entire season than the Rams-Seahawks and that Bills-Ravens matchup. Mike, you had taken the Seahawks. Steve had taken the Seahawks. Bobby and I got the Rams. We technically won. Despite the Rams losing that game, they were plus 1.5. They lost by one. They covered that spread. Incredible, incredible matchup, though. The three of us, me, you, and Bobby, all got the Saints correct. Steve got the Jets incorrect, plus 5.5. And then we had a split decision here. Mike, you and I went with the Panthers. I felt good about that Panthers pick. They ended up winning outright. Bobby and Steve ended up going with the Buccaneers, so they picked up losses there. Just kind of summing everything up here. Bobby and I went 4-3. Mike, you went 3-4. And Steve went 1-6. So recapping the current standings, Mike, Bobby, myself, we are all 52-54. Steve is at 46-60 right now. So I have Steve's picks. I have Bobby's picks. We'll do pick six as usual. It's just on a different day than we typically do. You know, Mike, I went through the college football bowl list. Steve and I came to the consensus that we'll do the playoff games next week, and we'll kind of break down Ohio State and Miami, which is that first game, and then the triple header the next day on New Year's Day with, obviously, Indiana and in Alabama. I don't have it in front of me. Oregon and Texas Tech. And then what's the last? Georgia and Ole Miss. So we'll talk about those next week. But for now, we have a couple of college football bowls that I picked out. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, I think, is a lot of fun. Number 22, Georgia Tech versus number 12, BYU. BYU, 4.5-point favorites in Orlando. Bobby's got BYU. Steve's got BYU. And I will make it 3 in a row, taking the Cougars over the Yellow Jackets in Orlando here, Mike. But I think it's probably one of the more intriguing bowl matchups. As much as people like to say that bowl season's dead and nobody really cares about the bowls anymore, I like to see a old classic kind of old-fashioned top 25 matchup in the bowls, and this is definitely it. So Georgia Tech, BYU, I got the Cougars alongside Hebert and Geller.
I'm going with Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Standalone. I'm going to go with the Yellow Jackets. Both teams are built pretty closely there, but I don't know, just a gut feeling with Georgia Tech there. I know they have one of the top coaches in college football. He does a great job, and, man, people don't realize how difficult it is to get in at Georgia Tech.
Right.
You're not getting in there with no expired driver's license. I mean, you got to have some smarts to get in there. And, you know, he's a very talented team. They're very physical up front. I think they can match the physicality of BYU, and they're better at quarterback.
And BYU has also let you down a couple of times this year, Mike, when we've picked up
against
Texas
Tech. Yeah, but that don't mean nothing to me. Yeah. I've been let down a lot before.
Yeah.
So, but I just think in these sort of games, quarterbacks make a difference.
Yeah, I agree. I like BYU's defense. I think that they've played tough throughout the entire season. The one team that really beat them down was Texas Tech, and that's just they're bigger. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're more athletic than BYU. I think this is a much more even matchup for the Cougars, and I think we'll see a good game ultimately in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which has become one of the more fun bowl games throughout
the season. That would have been the game Notre Dame would have played in.
Yeah, that was the game they opted out of, so, you know. Yeah. Congrats to Marcus Freeman and whatever the Notre Dame athletic director has been spewing out of his mouth for the past couple of weeks. Up next, we got the Texas Bowl, number 21, Houston, 2.5-point favorites against LSU in Houston. Once again, we have Bobby taking Houston -2.5, Steve taking Houston -2.5. Mike, I don't really know which direction to go with this one. You know, listening to Coach Fritz talk about the difference of size between the SEC and the Big 12, it's just kind of stark. The only real team that could match up to the physicality and the size that LSU may present with Houston was that Texas Tech team that they had played, a team that won the Big 12 and a team that went to the College Football Playoff. So it's kind of tough for me. I lean Houston because I just, like you said last hour, it means more to Coach Fritz than it does in that Houston program than it does to LSU, which feels like they're more looking ahead towards the Lane Kiffin era and the transfer portal window that's about to open up in about a week and a half. Give me Houston -2.5. I don't feel great about this pick, though.
That's an easy pick for me, Houston. Okay. LSU's offense, man, what offense? I mean, they've struggled all season long. And, you know, without pieces here and there, how are they going to score? You got to score to win. And your defense has played pretty well, but you got to score. I'm going to go with the Cougars. To me, of all the picks, and I saw all of them, this was the easier pick for me. I'm going to go with the Houston Cougars.
It just, to your point, Mike, the weighing out Frank Wilson's last ride with LSU because he's not going to be returning to LSU after this game, and the finishing out the season the right way. He's talked about that in pressers before. That was a couple weeks ago. We haven't heard from him at all this week. But then just hearing from Coach Fritz and the tangible goal of getting to win number 10 for this Houston Cougars team. It just, I think it means more to them. I'm right there with you. So give me the Cougars -2.5. That is our first clean sweep. So that hasn't necessarily been a good thing for our pick'em. So maybe the Tigers can pick up a nice win in Houston.
Yeah. And just to tell everybody, this coming Saturday, starting at 4:00, Herb Tyler and I will be doing our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show. Herb and I will be at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, and we'll be on from 4 to 6:15, and we hand it off to the LSU Radio Network. But come visit Herb and I at Acme Oyster House Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6:15. Always got a great crowd, and man, people super to us there, so we really appreciate it. We'll be back with more Pick 6 right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. We're in our Pick 6 segment. We finished with our college football picks, and now we go to the pros. Charlie?
So, you know, I wanted to put a Christmas game on here, Mike, but the Christmas slate is just not great. And it's really sad. You would figure that they could flex some of these games out. I know that injuries play a huge part into this, like the quarterbacks that are going to be going on Christmas Day. It's the Cowboys and the Commanders, and you're going to have Josh Johnson going the third-string QB for the Commies. Like, Mariota's out. Jaden Daniels is out. It is what it is there, I guess. And then you have the Lions and the Vikings, and you have Max Brosmer again, who was – just had a miserable first start in his NFL career. I felt bad for the kid, the UDFA out of Minnesota. He's going up against a Lions team. And then the nightcap, everyone was kind of excited initially for, hey, Broncos versus Chiefs again. But, you know, Pat Mahomes gets hurt and then Gardner Minshew gets hurt. So now you have Chris Olatokun, I think, getting start for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's just, it's not a really good slate. You wish that the NFL could kind of flex some of these games out, but it is what it is. The first game we're going to be going with, Mike, is a Saturday game. So it's still an earlier matchup for this upcoming weekend. It's maybe my favorite one of the entire week. The Texans at the Chargers, both these teams are white hot, especially in the AFC. The Texans have won 7 straight. The Chargers have won 7 of their last 8, I think 4 straight. Both teams are playing excellent football. Bobby's got the Texans plus 2.5. Steve's got the Texans plus 2.5. Chargers, as I had forgotten to mention, are favored by 2.5 at home. I will take the Texans here. I am so back and forth on this game, but one thing just stands out. That ferocious defensive line that the Texans have and that terrible offensive line that the Chargers have. I know the Chargers have been winning games despite it. All credit in the world to Herbert and Harbaugh and what they've been able to do there. But I just like the matchup for the Texans. Give me the Texans plus 2.5. You get a couple points too.
Yeah, I'll do it a clean sweep. I like the Texans here. Their defense at front 7 is as good as you'll find in the NFL. Man, they come after you. And the biggest weakness, Texans up front, offensive line.
Right.
All I can say, C.J. Stroud better get that ball out quick to Nico Collins because Will Anderson and company, and they coming for you. But I'm going to make it a clean sweep. I'm going to go with the Texans.
Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, come through for me. Get after Herbert. And that's a good secondary, too. I think Stingley was recently named a Pro Bowler. But the Texans just have an awesome defense, and against that Chargers offensive line, I think it's a mismatch. Now we're moving on to Sunday's slate. Mike, we got the Saints 2.5-point favorites on the road at Tennessee against the Titans. Bobby's got the Saints, of course. Steve's got the Titans plus 2.5. Oh, boy, this is another one I'm a little bit back and forth on. I will ride with the Saints. I know the Titans are a little bit hot entering this matchup, but the Saints have been playing some really good football. People will say, you know, the game against the Jets, oh, it's just the Jets. They treated the Jets like a bad team. And I think the Titans and the Saints, as you had mentioned, they have some similarities here. That's why the line is pretty tight. But give me the quarterback that has been playing better throughout his starts. I know that Cam Ward has shown flashes, but I think Shuck's been a little bit more consistent. Give me the Saints minus 2.5.
This one I had to think about a little bit, it being at home in Nashville. I've seen the biggest improvement in the Titans over the last month has been their running game.
Right.
They've been able to crank it up with Pollard and Spears pretty well. And Cam Ward, he is a threat as a runner. But I'm going to go with the Saints here. I think the Saints are a better overall team. Now, man, Jeffrey Simmons and Sweat, they're going to be really difficult for the Saints interior offensive line to handle. I think it comes down to Charlie Smith. Hit the field goal, Charlie, and get it over with. I'm going to go with the Saints.
Cover that 2.5 for us, Charlie. We'll see how it goes. Up next, we got the Eagles at the Bills. Another really fun matchup. Buffalo, 1.5-point favorites at home. Bobby is taking the Eagles plus 1.5. Steve's also got the Eagles, shockingly enough. I will go with the Bills here. Mike, I know that on paper you think the Bills' run defense has been terrible and, you know, the Eagles, but the Eagles' rushing attack hasn't been that good either. Their offensive line play has regressed, I think, and I will just go with the better quarterback here in a very tight situation. I trust Josh Allen more than Jalen Hurts. Give me Buffalo minus 1.5.
I'm going to go with the Eagles here. They've got to be able to build some semblance of confidence offensively. I know their defense is bad to the bone. They really play an aggressive style. That has been what Vic Fangio has done his entire career. And so in this here, it's almost a pick'em game. So right. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Wrapping up our pick 6 here in our 4-game NFL slate, Sunday Night Football, the Chicago Bears, who've taken control of the NFC North after taking out the Packers this past week, at the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers 3-point favorites at home. Mike, I think the 49ers are still in contention for the NFC West title.
Yes, I think technically they are. It would take a few things to happen, but they technically still involved.
I don't know who the lead contenders are. Mike Vrabel comes to mind. Liam Cohen comes to mind. Just coach of the year. Kyle Shanahan has to get some votes. I mean, he has to be in consideration for what he's done with such a banged up team, having them in this position at the end of the season. The Bears are underdogs once again. They've been pretty plucky as underdogs this season, Mike. Bobby's got the Bears plus +3. Steve's going different here with the 49ers minus -3. I really liked what I saw from the 49ers offense against Indianapolis on Monday night, where they just kind of, I don't want to say woke up, because they're getting some players and some pieces back healthy. This is a real fun matchup. I'll ultimately go with the Bears because, you know, 3 points, it's a field goal. It might be a field goal type of game. This could be a push. But give me Chicago. I think they're really getting hot towards the end of the season, and I think they knocked the 49ers down a peg.
This will be a real test for Caleb Williams. Robert Saleh throws you a lot of different things looks-wise defensively. And, man, what Shanahan's done is remarkable. Mike Rabel's going to win Coach of the Year because of where he caught the Patriots when he took over and where they're going to end up finishing. But Shanahan has just done a fantastic job with this 49er team. You know what? Give me the 49ers.
Okay. Yeah, that is a real close matchup. Once again, it very well could be a push, and we all get the win, but we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a great kind of cap off to the Sunday slate, which is significantly better, as I mentioned, than anything that the NFL is going to be putting on Christmas Day.
Yeah, the NFL Christmas Day thing, because of the injuries at quarterback, just kind of sunk the boat there.
Yes,
but, Charlie, I'm telling you, man, NFL is king.
Oh, they're going to
watch
stiff-arm
the ratings
NBA.
They're going to have on it, and people don't like to hear this if you're in the league and all, but it is true. Gambling.
Yeah.
It is easier to gamble now than any other time. And so that has played a big part in kind of taking the NFL, which was at the highest level before, but even higher than that, because now they're tag teamed with the NFL. They've tagged with it. And, man, they promote this game like nothing else. So I think despite the fact that games will not be maybe what we thought when we looked at the schedule, gambling, and you watching that or the NBA?
It's always funny because I remember LeBron said, I think, either last year or 2 years ago, that, oh, the NBA is still the Christmas holiday, or
what?
Christmas is for the NBA. And it's just, look at the numbers, man. They just get stiff-armed. The NFL has shoved the NBA into a locker when it comes to Christmas Day, and they do not care about the moaning and complaining from NBA fans. It's just going to get more viewership.
They shoved them in the lock and put the lock on it.
Yeah.
Bang. You know, so that's just the way it is. The NFL is king. When we come back, we'll have on with us from the Times-Picayune and the Morning Advocate, Jeff Duncan does a great job covering the sports scene here in New Orleans and also in Baton Rouge and across the state. We'll have Jeff on with us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, while we're still trying to get in touch with Jeff Duncan. Jeff wrote a story about Taysom Hill and that we may not see another guy like that. And so that afternoon, I go put some gas in my truck, and somebody had stopped me, and I've known him for years, and he was like, "You always told me, in all those years you did the talent evaluation, that Bo Jackson, highest rated player you ever had." And I was like, "Yeah, and that still stands today." And that's 38 years plus a few years. I haven't put out the draft book. And I said, "You know, I don't think I'll live long enough to have a guy that played when Bo Jackson came out of Auburn. That was really no weaknesses with Bo coming out. The only thing I wrote on that was he wasn't a twin. And listen, there wasn't another guy like him that I'd ever seen with that combination of power and speed and basically anything athletically he could do. And Bo was that type of guy. And then Taysom Hill comes in. And I'm not trying to compare him to Bo, but I don't know that I'll live long enough to see a guy at the NFL level that could do what Taysom has done, to play quarterback, halfback, fullback, H-back, as a receiver, his work on special teams, his ability to return kicks. It is amazing, and it brings a story to me that Bobby and I, after practice one day, we get an interview with then Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and Bobby starts with Coach Allen about why wouldn't you let Taysom play safety, because I think they got banged up in the secondary, and Coach Allen's trying to slow him down from hearing the speech, and he said, but I will tell you guys something that I tried to do with Taysom before he really became Taysom Hill. I try, because he said I could see his athleticism, his speed, and it was always like in the forward position. He said, I don't know if he could play safety because there is that virgin type deal of having to understand how to play in reverse in the coverage part. But he said, man, he's great in the forward position. He said, I had a kind of a sit down with Sean Payton and said, listen, we've had some difficulties getting a pass rush. Could we maybe put a package or two in that we could use Taysom Hill as a designated pass rusher? He said, I thought it was a great idea. Now, he said, with Coach Payton, Taysom was sort of his toy. So he said, you weren't going to get the toy away from Sean. And he said, now that he's established himself as really more of an offensive player, he said, I'm in a position I could do it, but I really feel, offense is a spot. But he said, I think, guys, he could have been great doing that if we'd have put him in that spot. So, Charlie, I think about it, that would have been something else on the resume,
right,
for Taysom Hill. I don't know, because I'm not 35 years old and I'm not young like you. So I don't know that we'll see another guy like that in the NFL that could do that many things at that level. Now, the way he played, it sort of brought into play why he was hurt so much in college. He's reckless out on the field. He's healthy. My goodness. He is something special. And I think due to the contract and everything else, his emotions after the game sort of told you, he's telling you, this is the end of the ride here in New Orleans. I do think he wants to play some more, and if he can stay healthy, he'll get that opportunity, and most likely with that guy out in Denver today.
So the words that come to mind when I think of Taysom Hill, it's like the often imitated, never duplicated phrase that gets used a lot, because you see all the time, especially, Mike, when we're talking about the draft and different young quarterbacks that are going to be coming out, the day three guys, could this guy be like the next Taysom Hill? It's like an athletic quarterback.
Yeah, right.
It's often imitated, never duplicated. Everybody would love to have their own Taysom Hill, but nobody has a Taysom Hill because he's one of a kind. I mean, that's the only way you can really say it. It's an unbelievable career that he's had, an unbelievable story. Now, I've talked with Haas about this. I've talked with Deuce about this. Him tearing up his knee like he did last year and coming back from it is an incredible story in its own right. But at the same time, he's getting up in age. He's not the same player that it once was. And you heard it in his voice, him talking about that final touchdown pass that he threw to Chris Olave against the Jets. Is that your going away moment in the Caesar Superdome? Mike, it just feels like it is. And maybe he does have another year, a couple years left in him as far as an NFL career goes, and he might go to Denver and go play in under Sean Payton. But at the same time, I just think that the gas in the tank is running low if not very close to empty for Taysom. That's not to say that he hasn't had a fantastic career in New Orleans. He's had a special career in New Orleans. And as Jeff Duncan wrote in his column, there's never going to be another Taysom Hill for the black and gold. He is one of a kind, like I had mentioned. And so hearing him get emotional, I think a lot of Saints fans got emotional knowing that it's kind of the end of an era with him in the black and gold.
He's one of one.
Yeah.
Okay. There is, okay, when you got to go back to Charlie Trippi. Now, incredible. I didn't watch him play, but, you know, my dad told me about Frank Gifford, okay, and talked about, you know, Frank came in and he had played, you know, wide receiver. I think Jeff's ready for you, Charlie, so maybe we can get Jeff for a few minutes. But I think one of the things that you look at with Frank was he played wide receiver, he played running back, he played wing back, he returned punts and kicks, he played in the secondary. I mean, Frank was an unbelievable football player for the Giants in the 50s and early 60s, and then Chuck Bednarik took a year kind of off of his career with a real unbelievable hit. But you think about since then, okay, Roy Green has played sort of both ways, offense, defense. Deion, Bob's told different stories about Deion playing at cornerback and also receiver. But to see what he could do with so many different spots, and also Deion was an unbelievable return man too. And he was playing baseball, similar to Bo Jackson. It was unbelievable to watch that. And I've heard it too. Oh, he's going to be the next Deion. What? You're not going to see another Deion Sanders. The way he could cover, the way he could catch a ball, the way he could return, and he was a part-time football player. He actually was a pretty doggone good baseball player in his time frame. So, man, just be thankful for that time we got to see Taysom, because he is literally one of one. Literally one of one. Okay, Jeff, thanks for joining us. I was telling Charlie the story. Dennis Allen had sat down with us, Bobby and I, after practice one day, and we were talking. Bobby's trying to convince him, let him play safety, because they had some injuries. And, you know, Dennis tried to slow him down a little bit, but he was like, Bob, I don't know if he can play in reverse. But he said, I'm going to tell you this story about the fact that I went to Coach Payton. I said, listen, this was before Taysom became who he was. I tried to get him to let me use him on a couple plays as an edge pass rusher. And he said, what do you think? He looked at me and said, Mike, what do you think? Could he? I said, I think he could have done that particular part. And it is amazing to we see one-of-one athletes, like a guy like Bo Jackson, like a guy like Deion Sanders, and what they've been able to do. And we had one right here in Taysom Hill.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think we'll ever see another one like him. You know, I heard a lot of people early in his career compare him to Tim Tebow. I mean, Tim Tebow never ran a 4.4 40. I mean, he ran a 4.6 4.7. You know, that's a big difference in their ability as an athlete. And the thing I think that made him so rare, that makes him so rare, in addition to his size and his speed and strength, is his unselfishness and willingness to play all these different positions and kind of sacrifice for the team. And then Kellen Moore talked about it the other day. You also have to be able to master the fundamentals and the skills involved at each of those positions he plays, including all the special teams positions he plays. That takes a load on you mentally, physically during a game, during a season. There's just very few players, if any, that I've ever come across in my career that could handle all the mental, physical challenges that come with playing that many different positions, and then playing them all well. You know, it obviously he played at a high level at each of them. Just a rare, rare thing, and I'm glad you're all talking about him tonight, because I think we've all tended to take him for granted there for a while, and you know, we're going to look back on this period and say, wow, what a special player.
Jeff, we're kind of running short on time, but I'll ask you this as the final question. His playing time does not end here in New Orleans. I think if he can stay healthy and you know, have another offseason getting himself back and getting the knee back in shape, I think he plays again in the NFL. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that'll be up to him, right? I think if he wants to keep playing, he'll have a spot somewhere, maybe in Denver, Mike, you know? But I think it's up to Taysom. If he's at that point, he wants to keep playing. But I agree with you 100%. I think he'll only get better.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Man, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thanks for so much throughout the year, giving us great insights on the Saints and also everything in Louisiana sports.
Yeah, Mike, Merry Christmas to you, Charlie, everyone out there listening. Have a happy holidays, and we'll see you on the other side, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks so much, Jeff. We'll be back with more sports talk and finish it off here in hour number two right after this break. We're finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We want to remind everybody, Saturday at 4 o'clock, we crank it up. Pre-game, our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, myself along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. If you can't make it down to Baton Rouge, you can hear it right here on the Big 870 WWL. Pre-game afterwards from the LSU Radio Network, and then LSU plays the Houston Cougars Saturday night. From all of us here on the sports team at WWL, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Be safe out there. Spend some quality time with family and friends. And if you're not around the family and friends, hey, that cell phone does you good. You can text them or give them a call. We appreciate you listening each and every day to our Sports Talk program. So for Charlie Long, Mike DeTelia, everybody else here on the sports team, be safe this holiday season, and we'll talk to you again Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock in Baton Rouge at Acme Oyster House for our LSU Tiger tailgate. Thank you for listening. We'll be back Friday, I think, 4 o'clock, Hoss and Deuce. They'll have Fans in the Pro right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.